Well, this is an exciting day, and we have looked forward to this for several weeks since we scheduled it. I know when Kirsten and Cody were thinking about a day that they could dedicate Emily, they were thinking, let's see, think, what would be a perfect day? And they're dedicating Emily this morning on Cody's birthday. And so happy birthday, Cody, but you're not going to get any of the attention today. A moment of personal privilege here. Tomorrow, my wife and I will be grandparents again, we believe. Our son and his wife are going in for a scheduled C-section tomorrow. So if everything goes like we think it probably will, we'll be grandparents twice now. Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah. So remember Tiffany, our wonderful daughter-in-law, in your prayers. Kirsten and Cody, would you come on up, please? Says, hey, wait a minute, that was my breakfast or brunch. A little bit of both. Now, Miss Emily, you can act however you want to act. It's totally fine. This is your day. This is your time. So if you want to cry, it's all right. If you want to yell, it's all right. She's paying right attention, tracking right along with us, isn't she? Yes. All right. Jesus said, let the little children come to me. You see, the people recognized right away that there was something special in Jesus. And as Jesus was attracting crowds, people, parents, were bringing their children to Jesus. In fact, in Matthew 19, it says, then little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray. But the disciples, they had the wrong perspective. They began to rebuke those who were bringing the babies to Jesus. And, you know, they were probably thinking, we have much more important things to do. But Jesus said, no, we don't have anything more important to do than this. Amen. He said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for such, this is the kingdom of God right here. Cody and Kirsten, in presenting Miss Emily for her dedication this morning, you not only signify your faith in Christ, but also your desire that she will early come to know and follow the will of God for her life. In order to attain this holy end, it is your responsibility to train her up, to nurture her in the things of God. We are so proud of you. You guys have been coming to church and been here and so faithful. And Miss Emily is already a part of everything that goes on around here. And every time my wife sees Miss Emily, she kisses her on the forehead. That's important, isn't it? So your responsibility to teach her early who Jesus is, to watch over her education, and you are just taking in every word, that she would not be led astray, and that your responsibility is to direct her feet into the sanctuary or into the church, to restrain her from bad habits. And as much as within you lies, to bring her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Mark, I hope you're getting some good pictures. I want to save this moment. Hi, sweetie. Am I that interesting, or are you really taking this in? Cody and Kirsten, will you endeavor to do so with the help of God? If so, please answer, we will. I want to ask you now, her family, and members of our congregation, will you commit yourself as her family and the body of Christ to support and encourage these parents that we're so proud of as they endeavor to fulfill their responsibilities to Miss Emily and to assist her by nurturing her toward spiritual maturity? If so, would you please answer, we will. Would you come to see me? Is this when the crying breaks out, or will we be okay? Yeah, we'll be okay.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Okay. Yep. It's okay, baby. Okay. We're doing okay. Doing okay now. There we go. See, we got to do this right. Pray together. Heavenly Father, in this moment we realize as best as we can that what we have here holding in our arms is a masterpiece that you have woven together in Kirsten's womb. We thank you for Emily. We thank you for her life. We thank you for all the potential and all the dreams and all of the hopes that she represents. A bright future, Lord. Help us, Lord, we pray, to support her, to encourage her, to love her. And Lord, I pray that we will be faithful in her Christian education and helping to supply the needs that she will have throughout her life. Lord, in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, we now dedicate her to you. We thank you for her life, and we realize, Lord, that you are the one who created her. We realize, Lord, that she is ultimately better off in your hands. So, Lord, you have entrusted her upbringing to Cody and Kirsten. And, Lord, we pray that you'd help us do our best as her church and family. Lord, thank you for her. In Jesus' name, amen. Get a hold of that, wouldn't she? Yeah. Some proud grandparents over here. Miss Emily, you have brought us such joy. And we're just thankful that God has brought you into our church. And thank you, Lord. We have a little flower here for you. And I'd like you to take that home as a memory. And then a card here. This is her dedication certificate. And then I think Miss Jeanette has a card for you as well. Say, hey, wait a minute. Let's not get sidetracked here. This is lunchtime here. Okay. We love you guys. Thank you for this privilege we have of taking this journey with you. May God bless you. Amen.